Welcome to the Dynamo's Dozen, a podcast that I will be bringing you each and every single week live from the Dynamo's Castello. Won't be quite live, but it won't quite not be, where I will talk about whatever it is that may be on my mind, whether that be from wrestling, to sports, to entertainment, to horror, to fresh socks and jocks, music, muesli, and everything in between, also including talc. Now, at the start of the show, I mentioned that the name of this podcast is going to be called Dynamo's Dozen. This is just something that I'm going to play around with and see how it goes, see whether you like it, see whether you don't. I don't really care whether you don't, because I'm going to continue on with it anyway. What I'm going to do with this is I'm going to literally talk about a dozen weird, funny, extraordinary, wonderful, stupid, sexy stories from the week that's gone by. Most of them will be from wrestling, a lot of them won't, but we're just going to play it by ear. Now, a sample story that I might bring to you that doesn't involve wrestling is going to be one of my favourites from during the week. I've done a little bit of research into this one, I got to admit, and I want to call it "The Queen Likes to Get Pissed." And I'm not talking about any queen from Game of Thrones or any of that kind of shit. I'm talking about the actual queen, Queen Lizzie. 91-year-old Queen Lizzie. Okay, so a longtime chef from Buckingham Palace that used to feed that lovely bird all through those years. Woman lived through a world war. Woman pretty much started a lot of wars too, but we're not going to get a political on this. But apparently she likes to have her first drink before lunch. Wouldn't we all like to do that? And this isn't a regular cure drink. No. This isn't like a night out in Temple Bar and a night out in Lafayette's. This is a drink that she likes to have before lunch. And what she has is a gin and a Dubonnet. And a Dubonnet, for all you sophisticated aristocrats out there listening, is a wine that is a 15% wine that's sweetened. Not too dissimilar, apparently, to a lot of rockers' favorite Buckfast. Okay, so she likes to mix a gin and a 15% wine called Dubonnet, but she also likes to be classy with this particular drink because she likes to have a slice of lemon and a lot of ice. Okay, so she has this at 11 a.m. then come 1 o'clock, she has her dinner with a glass of wine. Of course, what else could you do if you're the queen? And then she likes to have a second glass of wine with her afternoon meal as well. Could be her third or fourth, depending on how many she had at lunch. I don't know. But then in the evening, according to the chef, she likes to have a dry martini followed by a glass of champagne. But not just one or two glasses of champagne, a couple. Again, this is all hearsay. What do I know? But even though my mathematics are absolutely shocking, if I was to minimize all that intake and put it down to its finest one-by-one drink, she would be taking 6 units daily. Now, 6 units daily is quite a lot for a lady, especially a lady that's got to do a lot of hard graft like Queen Elizabeth at 91 years old. The daily intake for a woman, if you were to, I mean, okay, let's forget about that. Let's call it the weekly intake for a woman would be 14 units. 14 units weekly. This woman is having at least six daily, and she's still going. I gotta take my hat off to Queen Elizabeth. I mean, she seems like she's just living life freely, carefree, absolutely no bothers to her. 91 years old, you know, she's living with a mannequin, Mr. Philip. And to be honest with you, you know, I tip my hat to her, because it's quite clear that God isn't saving the Queen. It's the alcohol, all right? So, that's just one story. Now, I gotta say this one kind of creeped me out a little bit. Again, it doesn't involve any wrestling. It doesn't involve any violence whatsoever, but it involves a lot of creepiness. I'm going to call this one Tip the Pizza Guy. Don't forget to tip the Pizza Guy, because Apparently, a woman in California who used an app called Postmate, which is not too dissimilar to a our app over here that we have Just Eat. She didn't tip the pizza guy for her meal, but what she got in return for not tipping the pizza guy was a creepy 4-page letter. So this app called Postmate, apparently it doesn't take tax and delivery charge into consideration. So the first time that this poor girl used it, she thought that everything was just all covered. You know, she paid her $20 or whatever the hell it was, and she thought she was just going to get her meal delivered to her, and that was that. But that wasn't quite that. Because she was confused as to how it didn't work, she forgot to pay the delivery charge. But what she did find when she ate her meal was that the delivery guy left a letter at the door. Now, I actually have the exact letter, word for word, as to what this this fine young gentleman had to say. So let me quote. "Please, next time, tip your driver. And if it turns out that the delivery driver is me again, and you do not tip yet again, I am probably going to rob you." I'm joking, but not really. Don't risk it, though. Who knows what a disgruntled delivery driver who can't afford to eat that day is capable of. End quote. Now, I gotta be honest with you, that is quite fucking creepy, to be fair. To be left on a young girl's house living in an apartment on her own because she didn't know how to use an app. Is that America for you? I really don't know, because I have not experienced that over here. I'd usually be the guy that's given out to the delivery people. So, I really don't know. But, there you go. That's just another weird and wild story from Dynamo's Dozen. We're going to finish with this one because, like I said, it's only a demo version. I just want to get a feel for it. I want you guys to get a feel for it. If you don't like it, like I said, just comment on it and tell me to get the bow. This particular one is very short, but it's actually a video that I suggest every single person watch, especially football fans. I'm calling it Super Catfish. This particular catfish has been trained by a football-crazed fanatic, not too dissimilar to myself, to score penalties. I don't think I really need to explain what a penalty kick is in this day and age to even the non-football fan. But this man has trained his catfish to take a penalty kick with whatever part of his fish body that it may be. And he has a little net set up, and he drops the ball in, and the catfish scores penalties. A lot better than most English football players score penalties as well, especially when they're wearing the white. This is just something you gotta watch. It's fun. It's not too. It's just ridiculous. Just watch it. I was gonna finish the topic with shopping with women because one of my least favorite things in the world is to shop with women, because my lovely queen of the Dinamo Castello particularly likes to shop in pennies. I particularly don't. But I also find myself there quite a lot because I just cannot say no. I've actually found it harder to say no to that than I did to drugs. But there you go. I think maybe next week I'm gonna start with that one. I'm going to talk about shopping with women, and then I'm going to get some wrestling talk involved. I think for my first episode, I'm going to have a very special guest on that's a very, very dear and close personal friend of mine. His name is Carl King Woe. He's from the awesome band called Two Tales of Woe, who, in my opinion, are one of the best bands in the world, not just in Ireland or in Europe, but one of the best bands in the world. And we are going to literally shoot the shit talking about pro wrestling, music, horror movies, no pornography, absolutely not. We're both taken men. But we will talk about all of that and everything else. But listen, this has just been a little bit of a tester, and I'm absolutely eager to see what you guys think of it. If you think I'm full of shit and that I should stop while I'm ahead, go for it. But the fact is, I'm not going to stop. So listen, until I get the first show up and running, El Dinamo over on out. Take care. Bye-bye.